With KBCR News, I'm Yvette Walker. This is IE Latino Voices, where we invite representatives from Latino-led and Latino-serving organizations to share their stories and their impact in our region. Joining me today is Yvette Abreu, Agency Life Coach at Family Assistance Program. Yvette, thank you so much for being with us here today.
Thank you for having me here today.
Tell us a bit about the Family Assistance Program and its mission in the community.
The Family Assistance Program, first of all, not just because I work there, it's an amazing agency. We've been around for 40 years, and it started off very small with a domestic violence shelter, but grew from there because we found out that there was overlapping gaps of trauma affecting our community. So one of those was runaway youth, and so we opened up a youth shelter. And then we opened up another program, which was for human trafficking. And then when I came to the agency, one of the programs that the target audience that hadn't been hit was a community that I've come from, which is the reentry population. And so our director says, you know what, let's open up a reentry program. That's where it started.
That is so exciting. And it sounds like survivors supporting survivors is basically the work that you're in. So tell us, how did you become an agency life coach at the Family Assistance Program?
Originally, I started the Family Assistance Program, the reentry program. And I did it for about 7 years, and it was flourishing. We had like 6 homes. We were helping the ladies going back into society and being successful in that. And I can tell you that the reason why I fell in love with working with the agency is the way the culture ran. It was run by survivors. It's survivor-led. And for me, that makes them the experts. And from there, we opened up a shelter for the reentry population for females. I've come from that population. I did a 17-year term, and I was released at 40 years old. So I somewhat understand what they go through. You know, when I had gotten out, there were pagers, and then I came out to a world of technology. And I ran across a lot of stumble blocks. The thing is, I don't give up. And so from those, I grew. But I realized quickly that there are people that may need a little bit of help, may need a little bit more motivation. And after speaking to the executive director, Daryl Eby, within the Family Assistance Program, he thought it was a great idea to open up a reentry program. And so we started getting women from probation. And we grew from there because we had so many positive outcomes that women were getting back into housing. They were getting their children back. Family reunification was happening. A lot of drug addictions were being overpowered, you know, and they were just gaining sobriety.
Yvette, can you share some of the key areas that you do focus on when serving these women re-entering into the population?
My main focus is in NLP, which is neuro-linguistic programming or reprogramming. And what I do is I aim to help individuals restructure the brain patterns in their head. Those brain patterns that tell them that they're not good enough, they don't deserve this, that that's not their place, they're not smart enough, things of that nature. And I help them restructure it to say, it's okay, you got this, take your time, you can do this. When you conquer the darkness within, you become master of yourself and your outer world.
This neuro-linguistic programming is phenomenal to be used in these instances to integrate these women back into society as they transition. Are there ways the community can learn more about you and support your efforts? Do you have any fundraising events coming up?
Actually, Family Assistance does accept donations. We look for volunteers to help us in all different areas. We have a domestic violence shelter, youth shelter, HT program, and a reentry program. So volunteers are needed everywhere. Also, we have a gala coming up. You can find the information at familyassistance.org.
Yvette, thank you so much for your work, for your dedication, and your commitment to serving our community and those that are most underserved.
Thank you.
Yvette Abreu is Agency Life Coach at Family Assistance Program. Join us again next week for IE Latino Voices. You can find this story and others on our website at kbcrnews.org/IE Latino Voices. IE Latino Voices is produced by KBCR Public Media and is funded by generous support from the Cielo Fund at IECF, uplifting and investing in the IE's Latino community. For KBCR News, I'm Yvette Walker.